oh crap, that's when you're typing. That's when you're typing. You're trying to say hi to everybody and you're not up with the time of the music. And then it like comes at you. It comes at you. It's not as fast as a Biden thought by any means, but it's like it. Sometimes the intro music, the walk-up song, as I've heard, the walk-up song comes in a little hot and it comes in, like a ninja, like a ninja. It is the 6th of May, 2024. It is Monday. You are on episode 305 of The Conley Show. It is always fantastic to see every single one of you who are in the live chat. Those of you listening live, we are so blessed. We're so grateful. We are so thankful that you are here tonight and every night. We're going to move the mic a little bit. For those of you listening on the replay, hey, kids. It's good to see you. It's good to have you. All of you up in Canada and our friends down in Mexico and South America and all of our friends all across the United States and every single one of you in the great state and the Republic of Texas. What a beautiful weekend. I hope your weekend was great. Mine was filled. My heart was filled. It was blessed. It was hot. It was humid. It was a little bit rainy. Got a lot of work done. And outside, got a lot of work done on the inside. Grateful for that to have happened. Made my heart happy. Made my heart happy. Who knew that vacuuming could make someone's heart happy? I didn't. But that's why I mop. So there's that. Hey, I wanted to tell you tonight, let me give you an update. Yeah, domesticated. There is an amount of that. The Conley is domesticated a little bit. Has to be. Although, given the state of the homestead. I hadn't been doing too much domesticating. Let me give you an update on what is going on in Flemingsburg and with the BRICS. Not the BRICS, not the countries that are trying to destroy our dollar, but with the BRICS and the fundraising effort that we're now undertaking and is underway to facilitate a lot of new changes out at the place at Mandolin Farms in Flemingsburg, Kentucky. Mindful, and I'll get you the websites put up. Murfitt, if you have them, you can put them up. Since it is just kicking off, maybe a few little glitches. We're going to have some pictures up over the next couple days. The plans for the kitchen for Sammy's Grill is coming together. It's coming together well so that we can basically get you a diagram of what we're looking at or what I'm looking at putting together. I've told you what we want to have included. We're going to have the space to include all of that. I went today and met with the company that is going to be helping with our permanent pit there at Mandolin Farms. The size, the dimension, the makeup, what it's all going to include, it is going to be gorgeous. It is going to be gorgeous. Now, for those of you who are going to try to go there in July, that is going to be kind of a groundbreaking time. We're going to, and Scott over at Bards FM is going to, detail that a little bit more. Over the next couple of weeks, I will too, and the coming months. We're obviously redoing and not even redoing. We're just going to create a whole new bathroom system, make those larger, more functional, much nicer. We're going to obviously have Sammy's Grill. Within Sammy's Grill, we're going to have for those of you that remember the smoker on the trailer that we had there in September of last year, it is going to be that size. But kind of designed in a little bit different way for the warming box, the fire box, We may go ahead and add in as an additional thing for those of you that remember it, on the front end of the trailer, there was a vertical place to be able to smoke as well. We're going to maybe add kind of a different kind of charcoal type pit next to the smoker in the interior of the kitchen, right? Then we discussed how the best way to be able to go ahead and provide the best wood-fired oven that we can, whether we and the odds may be high that we actually fabricate that ourselves. It's not difficult. It's having the right, the correct, and the proper material to be able to do it so that it functions properly and for a long period of time. We just don't want to kind of throw something in there and go, there it is. No, we're going to make sure that it is at the top level that it needs to be, and then go from there. We already have stainless steel sinks that have been donated. We're going to have a lot of different other items that are going to be coming into play as we go along. And as more people find items, they're like, hey, can you use this? Can you use this? You can always email me at theconleyshow@gmail.com. Excuse me. Or you can email scott@bardsfm.com. Your ideas, hang on just a second. Let me see how I want to do this. Okay, hang on. There we go. Your ideas are always welcome. And we want that because you are all part of this endeavor. And this is something that's going to be around for a very long time, hence the bricks. Now, the way that we're going to do them is a lot of different ways. We're obviously going to create paths, but we're going to not just throw them down. They are going to be put, they are going to be laid down in the right way, in the correct way. But also in a way that if one of them becomes damaged for whatever reason, then we're able to remove that brick, replace it, and put it back the way that it was when it first started. We're also going to, and in case you didn't know, we're also going to have a place to roast our own coffee. We're going to have a coffee grinder, and we want to be able to teach people how to do that. We're also going to have one of the, and we may, it just depends on whether we need to, because I think a big 20 quart ice cream, homemade ice cream maker that's made here in the United States. And that is where the majority of everything is going to be sourced, which is why here in Texas, I'm having those guys build it. I'll introduce you to them a little bit later. Matter of fact, after today's meeting with the owner, we may go ahead and have an interview with him, not because I want you guys to be able to hear his testimony, and I want you to be able to hear his story. And it's kind of awesome. It's just kind of awesome. And he's like, why would you want to interview me? You know? And I was like, hey man, everybody needs to be interviewed. Conley needs to fill time too, but everybody needs to be interviewed and everybody has a story. And the premise of this whole podcast, this part of the ministry, is that everybody's voice needs to be heard and it doesn't need to be silenced and it doesn't need to be, squelched, squished, or put down. And that is the beauty of all of you, is that you have that same fire within each of you. I know that you guys are using it and you're doing it in your own way. I know the podcast host sometimes gets on those little things almost nearly every show and just trying to push and nudge you, because that's exactly what God is doing with all of us, so that you are more self-confident in what it is that he's been asking you to do. All right. So we're at least going to have a handmade 20 quart ice cream maker. Now we can hand crank it. It's also going to be on something that makes it transportable. So it'll have a motor on it and we can use that too. We're going to have a 6 burner We're going to have a 6-burner commercial stove. So it'll have a stove, and then it'll have an oven below it. And then next to it, it's going to have a large flat space. It'll have a large grill so that we can use, you know, we can do a whole lot of new different stuff when we, you know, make whatever for that. And then obviously we're going to be able to teach canning. Then we're going to have plenty of storage. We're going to have plenty of freezer space. We're going to have plenty of refrigerators, all that good stuff. That's, you're going to start seeing some pictures begin to hit the website. So how that's going to work. Now, over the weekend, it was, and I don't know, I want to get, you know, if you guys want to call in, obviously that's always the option. This weekend, there seemed to be just kind of this, I want to say kind of, I don't want to say too relaxed, but it was kind of a relaxed, maybe kind of chill vibe. Over the first part of the week and definitely last week, as we saw all of the uprisings going across the country amongst the campuses with Israel, Hamas, Gaza stuff. And then you saw a lot of the patriots, and we're going to call them that because exactly what they are. We saw a lot of this new generation of kids stand up in a more organic way. And yeah, we call them some of the frat boys because some of them were frat boys. But a lot of people were beginning to go, you know, and at that age, we go, nah, that's enough of that garbage. Enough of that. We're going to shame you. Yes, they were ridiculing them. Those are the clips that you saw. If there was an opportunity to be able to witness, if there's an opportunity to be able to say, hey, listen, are you really tired of that? You can always elevate the emotions to a level on both sides. And then nothing really is accomplished. And then it just begins to, everybody wants to throw hands. We don't want that to happen. We don't want that to occur. We'd rather not throw hands. We'd rather want to throw down. Although, not going to lie, there's some times when you're feeling like you want to get a little sporty, but you just need to monitor that. But it has been awesome to see. It has been awesome to see people standing up. And I've seen many posts from a lot of different, on a lot of different platforms from a lot of different people, many of them Gen Xers who were like, you know what? We just were kind of been waiting to see what's going to happen. We know that things are going to be foisted upon us. We keep using, I like using the word foisted, whatever reason. It's going to be pushed upon us. And we're going to have to, we will react in the time and the manner in which we determine and choose. We may not, if we expect that something is coming, then it's still within our purview to be able to choose how we're going to react, whatever it is that they are going to do. Okay? At the same time, when that reaction is determined to take place, then it has to be not something at a level of we're just going to try to go throw down in the streets. That is my personal opinion. Not advocating for that. Again, not advocating for that. I'm not a person that wants any of that sort of stuff to happen. I would rather that these other people just get their heads screwed back on straight, allow us the opportunity, the ability to be able to go speak to them in a coherent, measured manner. Yes, they're going to be unhinged. Yes, they're just going to sit there and yell and scream at you, but then you can stay persistently consistent with your message, which is right and truthful, and hopefully begin to change some hearts and definitely change some minds. That is your primary task and purpose when it comes to living here on this, if you want to call it a flat disc or a sphere, it doesn't matter to me. While we are here at this waypoint before we are to go live in eternity with our Father in heaven. Now, having said that, it needs to be the response needs to be swift. It needs to be intent, and it needs to be purposeful. It doesn't need to be something where we're just going to go let off a little steam. it needs to be a response that says, enough is enough. We are tired of this. You can either change or not. We are tired of you using children. We are tired of you using adults for nefarious and bad purposes. We're not going to get into the graphic components of that. Most of the adults understand what I'm talking about and know. And those that pay for that, those that support it, yes, you cannot hide from that. You won't be able to, you think that you will, and you may think that you may be doing so for an amount of time. The people that choose not to recognize that their ideology, the key part of that word is idol, is so sorely misplaced that they'll ultimately spend an eternity in hell, and that they have the opportunity to be able to not go down that path. We need to be able to present that to them. Does it mean we need to be the people that conducts that judgment? Ultimately, that is God's. But for the sake of this country, the United States, I know that there are many Canadians, I'll bolt that A, who are at the same point. Now, they may have been rocked back on their heels a couple of years ago with the trucker convoy and how their government, their dictatorial, tyrannical government, did not just push back on them, but did attack them and suppress them. They may be a little skittish. There are people here in the United States that think that because of January 6th, that has put some people back on their heels a little bit, maybe even a step back or two. There is a little bit of that. Not entirely, but a little bit of it. Being mindful that up until the time that that is supposed to take place, we are going to not sit on our hands, though. We are not going to just be this reticent people that says, oh, well, we don't need to do anything because the election is coming. Trump is overwhelmingly in the lead, which he is. He will win this time. More than likely, yes. And that everything is going to be okay. We have 4 years of him at the most, right? But there are so many issues, so many things that you can be doing locally, so many things that I can't go to church, Conley. I don't want to go to church. Yeah, maybe you should. Maybe that is a space that God is going to use you to impact and affect change. It won't be easy, maybe. It won't be difficult, but I guarantee you, whether it's in church, whether it's in, you go to a political meeting or you go out with friends or, you know, whatever that is, that as you begin to use your voice, you begin to voice your opinion, you're not only going to find the people, you're not only going to find your detractors pretty well straight away. Satan's going to rear his ugly head up and be like, nah, we need to quiet you. And here they come. Here come the little demons. And they'll get up in your face. Now, here's the flip side to that. Because of your fierceness, okay, because of your confidence, because of your faith that God has already told you, I am never going to leave you. I will never forsake you. You may feel like you are isolated and alone. More often than not, as your detractors come out and they began to just kind of wage verbal warfare, you will find that people will begin to side with you. People will begin to walk next to you. They will come up to you. Or even through the course of any kind of conversation, you're like, yeah, you know, I kind of been thinking the same way, but I have self-silenced myself, which is a byproduct of everything that this world has been perpetuating on its population. Most of us, super, uber aware, hyper aware of the things that are being inflicted upon us within the five generational warfare space that we're operating and living in now as we move into sixth gen, right? That's coming. The beauty of a lot of these podcasts, the beauty of a lot of these shows is that while there is an element sometimes of you needing to use discernment, there are some that are out there, they want to elevate the emotion, like this is coming and this is coming and boom and bop, 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 all that kind of stuff. There's some of that. It is the shows. And there are, it's not just this one, it's not just Bards FM. There's a lot that are very informative, all right? The takeaway that you need to have is that you are not only informationally aware so that you can then share that with other people. Some of the times that may institute, just like I was saying a little bit earlier, that may institute a conversation or a talk. And then all of a sudden now you're into, oh yeah, you think this way. And you know, oh yeah, but did you know about that? Happened today while we were talking about barbecue smokers. But it wasn't Conley trying to make a point. It was just Conley with another dude and just talking, you know? How long have you been doing this? Well, I started out doing this and I was in a wheelchair. How did that happen? Well, somebody pulled out in front of me. I wrecked my bike, landed on my head, cracked the helmet open, broke and shattered my legs. And then it went on from there. I'm not anybody spectacular. I am not anybody that is any different than any of you when you begin to just talk to people. I am different in that I will edify you and I will support you on a nightly basis by telling you to use your voice and that every one of those matters and then every one of those instances are opportunities for you to be used by God and to be the example of what it's like to live a I'm going to phrase this the right way. God's actually just telling me you are going to be the example of what it is like to live a life that has a relationship with Christ, flaws and all. Flaws and all. Told Cody, it's like, or Clint rather, Clint Shockey's the guy who's putting it together or doing the barbecue stuff. It's like, I was like, I said the S word. It's like, oh, psh. One of the un-Jesus words came out. He's like, man, I tell you here, I understand. It's okay. It's cool. He said, I tell my sponsor sometimes that, there's days and it just things are heavy and whatever. And he's just like, sometimes the words come out. That's when we began to get into the path of the conversation, then moved in. How is it that men and dudes and guys can talk to other men, dudes and guys? Sometimes, yes, we do need to be mindful of the words that we use. We still want to have respect, but it's not just a big old cuss fest. But at the same time, you have those emotions and you just kind of like, whatever. But it is precisely sentence enhancers, yes. They're like exclamation marks, but with a bat. You know, there's a reason why the exclamation mark looks like a bat, but this one's like an aluminum bat or like a big old hickory. And you just, anyway, that led into, hey, this is part of the reason why, one of the reasons why we are doing the things that we're doing at Mandolin Farms in Kentucky, why we are going to have a mobile ministry, which is mine ministry. That's what people are telling me my ministry is. I've embraced it. The hesitation is not because I don't want to do that. It's not any of that. It's just still odd for this cat to think of things in those terms. Because really to me, it's not, the food is great. And I told him, I said, dude, I want to get a shirt that's and he barbecues, you know, professionally sometime, you know, he used to do all that kind of stuff. And I said, dude, I wanted my theory, my goal, my mission is that nobody gets sick, nobody dies. And if that happens, then the food was good and I call it a win. And he's like, dude, that is awesome. I want to put that on a t-shirt. Maybe need to put some merch out, by the way. So anyway, we started laughing about this. I've never heard that. So that's because I just made that up last year, right? Yeah. Yeah. Did you get sick? You probably had COVID. It's not because of the food. that's not food poisoning. You don't have food poisoning symptoms. That's completely different. We are, and this is something else we were talking about, we are on the move. And we being the people and the kids in God's family who are doing the day-to-day stuff, sometimes it may be just talking to one or two people. Other times they may be speaking to 100. They may have a ministry that, you know, that they're speaking to 500 more, whatever. The main thing is to keep that, the consistency of being very humble, have a tremendous amount of humility, and just present God's love. That's it. And when you are doing that yourselves, notice that we haven't touched anything about news. I was going to, and we may, but the show's taken a whole completely different direction. If you want to know about how to podcast, you definitely can set bullet points on a pad. I used to do that early on. And I do my show prep. I'll have videos set. I was going to just laugh and mock at how everybody over the weekend is so turnt and twisted, and they got low riz. They have low riz when it comes to how they're dealing with you, with how they're dealing with President Trump and the things that they have tried to inflict upon him. And it's all backfiring, and they knew that the spaghetti wasn't going to stick to the wall for the most part. They had that. They knew it, but they were, oh my gosh, ever so hopeful. We're going to get him this time. And then here came Lucy with the football. Whoop, took it away. Here comes Jack Smith with the football. Whoop, took it away. Here comes Leticia J. Nope, not this time. Feel like the State Farm commercial with the guy and the fishing pole. Almost got it. Almost had it that time. Mm-hmm. Nope. Very low riz when it comes to how they feel about what is going on with Trump, which is also in part of how they feel about you. And it has ticked them off. They literally feel their power, their hold slipping away. And it happens on a daily basis. Sometimes it's a massive amount. Some days it may be just a little amount, but it is slipping, and they are trying their best. And yet their best isn't good enough, but they are trying their best, trying their hardest to hold on to something so shallow as their perceived power over you. And you are going to be able to tell a lot of people that they don't have it. Imagine having a conversation with somebody. It's not political, it's just maybe in general. And you are speaking with the courage of your conviction and the fierceness in your tone. But it's there in such a way that it is, when I say measured, it's measured. They can sense it. They can feel it. They know the energy is there. They can sense the vibration. with your words and your tone. When you do that, like I was saying before, it's going to elicit, it can elicit such a negative response, but primarily it is going to recharge somebody. And you, and the beautiful thing about this, the beautiful thing about all of this this way, especially when you're dealing with somebody that you may have just met, when you're dealing with somebody that you may know for a while, but they may be an acquaintance, but they don't entirely, know who you are. You don't know them. But they can feel the energy of God just moving through you. And before long, you are ministering to them. With your primary task and purpose being to not only just save people's hearts and souls, but if it's to change, if you even just kind of back that away a little bit, not get too specific, but if your primary task and purpose on this earth, given to you by God, is to change hearts and minds. And I know that that phrase harkens all the way back to the 60s in the Vietnam era, because it's all about hearts and minds. But it is exactly about all of that. Kesterson and I were having a conversation Sunday night as he was driving back from California, and we were talking about a whole bunch of things. And he had sent me something to look at. He was like, "What do you think about this?" And I said, "Well, you know, I don't know. Is this a psyop? Is this?" And that's the phrase that we got into. Is this, that he asked me, "Is this a psyop? What is a psyop? What does that really mean?" It's a psychological operation. For most of us, we are used to having the negative connotation inflicted upon us because of the nefarious manner in which a psychological operation is being used or run. But anything, if you really want to get into it, is psychological, right? You want to inflict, that's the negative part. We're having things inflicted upon us. That's true. We want to impact, not inflict. We want to have an impact in a positive manner on the psychology, on the spiritual makeup of the person that we're talking to. Many of us may be speaking to like-minded people. But even deeper, as we go into that conversation, we begin to find that, they may have lost a loved one. They may have something going on in their lives. Maybe, you know, their marriage is in disarray. You know, I don't like my wife, or, you know, my wife cheated on me, or my husband is just overbearing, and all those things. And you begin to really, really minister. Is that a psychological operation? It may be more of a spiritual operation instead of a psychological operation. There are good times. There are good things when that operation is not used for nefarious reasons, but it is for the good. And there will be people who will challenge you when you say a phrase like that. Well, who's the one that determines the good? I can promise you, because mine is God-led, it's not personal-led. It's not because Conley wants you to try to change your mind. Conley's going to benefit in some, you know, kick off the cortisol type way, because I got one over on you and now you see it the way I do because I won something. No, it is all entirely God-led. And you'll feel it. You'll feel it. I know there are times that all of you sense it when God is moving through you. Now, is that a psychological operation or not? There's positives and negatives in that. But that ultimately is what it is that we are supposed to be doing here on this earth, is changing those hearts and minds. at the same time, it is not entirely having to change hearts and minds of the people who are unsaved, but it is also supporting, edifying, lifting up those who've been wounded in the spiritual battle that is ever ongoing. That is the kinetic nature too of the spiritual warfare that we are under. And what you are going to, what Mandolin Farms, and it is a large component of a very large ministry that is all encompassing with other ministries involved with it. But what that is going to be is a place for people to, if they don't know him, to come to know the Lord and then get fed and then get trained and then not just be left behind. Hey, you got baptized. Good for you. We had 180 baptisms over the weekend, but now they've just scattered out the wind. No. Excuse me. The idea is to be able to put teams in place regionally who can minister to the new Christians so that they are not like little baby seals trying to cross Seal Island down in Australia and the sharks are coming to attack them. I'm not saying that happens all the time with churches. And yes, it is still incumbent upon that baby Christian to do their part. But it is more important as a mentor, a veteran. You don't want to see your new boot, you know, get wiped out in its first contact. You don't. You just don't. And yet we still do that in a spiritual way, but we still get to proclaim that we had 180 baptisms. Mandolin Farms is going to be a change. Not the only one that's doing it, but it will be a large part of the ongoing operation to protect those new Christians. At the same time, it's going to provide opportunity for deliverance. It is going to provide opportunity for people to come for the weekend or longer, to be able to recharge, refit, rekit, regroup, and then be able to go back out and do the spiritual warrior work. While also being a place for maybe some secular things to be able to hold an event there, mindful that that is got to be within reason and within what the PMA is designed to have. But anything that is definitely God-led, God-associated with, definitely entertain for those people to be able to come out and experience the same thing. That's why the bricks are so important. They have so much meaning. I know all of you understand the meaning that they have for me personally. There's that. I want you all to be able to feel the same thing, whether it's a verse, whatever it is that you decide to put on them. And if it is a brick that is related to somebody that you are missing, somebody that you wish was still here on this earth, they will always have a place where they are remembered. It's much different than, much different than a cemetery. Because people will always see them. Somebody is going to see their name. Whether it's walking a path to get from one place to the other there, that will still be manicured. It will still have reverence to it. That those people are there. Whether it's on outside of the building, whatever it is, so that people can see their names. Neither has any kind of greater meaning or stipulation to be on the building or be on the path or wherever. But you are creating a place that person will have an impact on somebody that sees their name. They are not forgotten that way. And if your family wants to be able to go and say, hey, or you tell your family, hey, I've done this for so-and-so, and I've done this for so-and-so, and I've decided to put them here like this, or I would like to have them all together. You have the opportunity to do that. And if you're traveling and driving, if you're attending, they're there. And it's because of you that they are. The other events that will take place there, like I was saying, people from all over the country, people from all walks of life, people from other countries, whether it's a Bards Fest event, whether it's a special operators event for that community, in conjunction with other organizations who are doing things for that community, and not just the special operators community, but for veterans as a whole. Your brick, because people are going to ask, what are these on here for? What are these names? And they're going to know. They will know why they're there. They're going to recognize that somebody took the time, not just to place them there, but somebody took the time to make sure that they were there. And that person is you. And your families can be a family thing. I know that I'm going to have, obviously, I'm going to have Samuels there. I'm going to have my sisters. I'll have one for my sister. Ask my dad whatever he would like to put on there for her. I'll have my mothers there, my two grandmothers and my two grandfathers. And then friends of my parents who were impactful to them early on in their life when they became baby Christians themselves. One of those was the funeral that I went to about a month ago. I've already reached out to her family and said, hey, I have a brick for your mama. What would you like to put on there? That's the way that I see it personally for me. Maybe the same for you. Maybe a little bit different. The reasoning may be whatever that is for your heart. God will obviously lead you, guide you, and direct you in how that is to occur. We just know that the things that we would like to see happen there, it has been put on Scott's heart, and because of us, our friendship, and being there at the September 23 Bards Fest, that it's just God directed it now this way. Yes, we're going to have places that you can learn archery. We're going to have places that you can learn how to shoot for distance. Whatever that is, probably up to, I think right now, we've determined that to be at least at a maximum of 400 meters, maybe a little bit longer. We're going to create a new pond. We're going to put cabins up there. If a foundation wants to donate money, they can do that. If you guys know of people who wish to do that, you can obviously reach out to either one of us, reach out to Nikki. Yes, we would like to facilitate that. We're going to have two trap houses so that we can shoot skeet. We need to be able to teach, our children how to live life without a phone. We want to be able to teach our children to be self-sufficient and give them the confidence because they've learned certain skill sets that they can go forward as they grow. They may not have a mother. They may not have a dad who, they may not have a parent, but they may not have a dad who is willing to take the time to teach them something. And I think of that the most. You know, if they don't have a dad, then we've got a place. It's not that we need to be filling fathers, but we can definitely fill that gap for them so that we can teach them as the church is supposed to do. We want to teach them bushcraft. We want to teach them whatever. Then we can do our part for the kingdom to help raise those kids. Primarily instilling, again, the confidence within them to be able to go forward down the path that God has set for them. Be able to show them how to fend off the spiritual attacks, how to show them that it is okay to pray openly and verbally with God. It is okay to still talk with your parents. The dynamics of those relationships change as people get older. There's a beauty in that too. Teach them how to fish, teach them how to start fires, all that bushwhacking, bushcraft stuff. They'll probably get to learn it from some pretty high speed people. Speaking of that, it's one thing to go, and you guys have heard me speak of this before. When you go to other events, or when you go to whether it's, you know, whatever event it is, be mindful of what your heart is telling you, the reason why you are going. You are going to get a fair amount of wisdom bestowed upon you. It may be from somebody that had a life experience of war fighting. It may be from somebody who's had a life experience of fighting against child sex trafficking or human sex trafficking. It may be somebody that has a life experience of fighting and beating their own addictions. A lot of different things. And yes, you can get, you know, you can take pictures and you can, you know, you have stuff for mementos and you can show your friends I was here and here and here. That's only the beginning of what it is that God is going to have you do. That is only the beginning of the reason why you are going. And there's a lot of times, I promise you, that people go to events because I want to see somebody speak, or I want to hear this. And either consciously or subconsciously, they think, well, that's just, I've done my part because I attended an event. I'm telling you, that is just the beginning. I went to an event in Fort Worth several months ago. Yes, Mike Flynn was there. Mike Smith was there. It was Mike Smith, Liz Cronkin's event. Mike Flynn's, not Mike Flynn's movie, current movie, but it was the you know, fifth gen psychological warfare movie. Very good. Very good. But it was not with the intent of having my picture taken, you know, with the banners for, with Jamie from Banners for Freedom, or for with Mike Smith, or even, you know, Laura Logan or anybody like that. Okay. It had everything to do with listening to what it is that the panel on Friday night had to say. Now, some are be like, I've known this since 2018. I've known this since 2021. You need to tell me something new. A lot of times that's not the case. A lot of times that is for newer people. That's like saying, I don't want to read the Bible because I've been a Christian for 30 years. Hey, you're going to get something new. I promise. The breakout sessions the next day, even better. We are going to have, not because we want to model after that, but speaking about breakout sessions, we're going to have more of those. Those are impactful. They're huge. Small group sessions where you want to be, hey, I want to. Yes, I will probably teach one. Yes, we'll probably see that. I just got a text. Yes, I will be a speaker at one or two or more. But the breakout sessions are where you learn. And part of the neat thing is that you're going to be able to get the wisdom from a lot of people who have done a lot of different things in their life. But I want to remind you of this, okay? And there are times when we rightfully look at the military, you know, veterans that have served, and they come back and we see that, and it is an exceptional thing. Given the fact that the percentage of people in this country who did or did not, the ones who did is very small compared to the ones who haven't. It's a little bit higher now since we had 20 years of GWAT. But many of you have been a spiritual warfare veteran yourself. You may not think of yourself that way. You may not see yourself that way, but it is not in any way to diminish what the kinetic warfare warriors have been doing. But it is maybe time to put this into perspective a little bit so that we see it through a different lens. That those of you who have been warrioring for Christ for 40 years, warrioring against what Satan has been doing to attack your family, to attack your people, to attack your persons, that okay, I've just got a text that if the show's going in or out, then we've been having internet problems over the weekend too, or since Sunday. So that may be some of it. We're still 5-5, right? Okay, all good. Right on. I want you to think, I want you to rethink some of your mindset. I want you to get back into the place, or I would like for you to enter the place that you are truly a spiritual warfare warrior. And you, whether you've been doing it for 2 years or whether you've been doing it for 30 or 40 years, you are one of those. There may be times when you have felt like you've been wounded so badly that you've decided to quit. Let's just call that taking a break, okay? We're going to give a little God mercy and grace when you may have had that moment. You may be in the midst of that moment. But you're going to be surrounded by other spiritual warfare warriors who understand that, who understand what that's like, who will be able then to talk to you if you reach out to them, or they may just come up to you and go, I need to hug on you. I can feel it. I'm going to hug on you. I'm going to love on you. I'm going to tell you and remind you that it's going to be okay. But it's not going to be one of those half-assed type things where you're like, oh no, let me hug on you. It's going to be okay. It's a whole new day tomorrow. Buck up, put your chin up and soldier on. It's not going to be that kind of thing. You know? You heard a lot of that. Don't need any of that. Well, you need somebody who is in front of you or who is next to you, who can who will put their arm around you and go, hey, listen, our Father, yours, mine, not the earthly ones, because some of those and a lot of them have failed, but the heavenly one who's right here with us right now, who told us, I will never leave you, never forsake you, has told you it is going to be okay. Keep your eye on me. Keep your eye on me. You're like, I don't want to anymore. I'm a little bit tired, God. I'm just a little bit tired. But your buddy's sitting there next to you going, I hear you. I've been through that too. Been through that too. It's okay. You're a good man. You're a good woman. It's Satan. It's the devil that is, it's trying to get its nose under the tent. Sometimes it's just gained entry into the whole fort and it's wrecking havoc and your mind's just going, I'm a piece of crap. I can't do nothing. I can't do this. All of those things. The idea of Bard's Fest is to bring everybody here together so that they can go out and minister to one another and be able to identify or recognize when a spiritual warfare soldier is not doing well and is wounded. And you're not just going to throw them a bandage and go, hey, you know what? Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those living according to his will. Fix it yourself. Instead, you will, at the very least, be able to have a phone call or a text at the very, very least and say, hey, tell me what's happening. It is going to take an element of maturity on the other's part to just not sit and whine and complain and bitch and moan. All right. God doesn't want you doing that either, but it is entirely another to go, no, seriously, not complaining. Here's what's happening. I feel I'm in quicksand or I'm getting sunk or, you know, whatever. I do want to try to get it. I want to get out of it. And I do want to get healed. I don't want to sit in this mindset of victimhood. I don't want to sit in this mindset of poor me. God's going to touch for those of us that have been there, or those of you who get there worse and continually like to live in that place. God's definitely going to be touching your heart going, I think it's time for you to really listen. And it is time for you to do something. That is what is happening with the bricks. That is what is happening. That is what is going to happen with Flemingsburg. And it's not just going to be in Kentucky. Okay, it is not just going to be in Kentucky. It'll be a base of operations. It'll be a fantastic headquarters and base of operations. But there is going to be a traveling unit. That Conley is going to be using and utilizing on a monthly basis to go around the country as we set up appointments, set up times. It never really went away. When last year, as we were talking about Yuba City, as we got closer to September for Kentucky, and then after, we were still talking about doing something on a more mobile basis, but that we could do using the FEMA camp structure of the 10 regions, right? That is also what this is going to allow to happen. There will be a mobile Sammy's Grill. There will be a mobile The Conley Show Ministry. Where we can, this show will be able to still do very similar to what Scott does. But for the purpose of this show, it would be also to be able to have people wherever it is that Sammy's Grill is, to be able to sit with you, sit with the other people who decide to show up. It could be at somebody's church. It could just be like, hey, we want to put something together here, and then people just show up. That's ministry. Yeah, I guess that's what that is. That's one of the ideas. That's one of the purposes. And then to just talk to people. Talk to people. Interview them. Hey, I'll talk to you for an hour and a half. Obviously, I have no problem. Or, well, it's not that it's I have a problem. There, it is an effort, by the way. It is an effort to stay continuously speaking for 60, sometimes nearly, 120 minutes. There is that. But then we just record the interview, and it's just people all over the country telling their stories, telling people what they think. It's not going to be limited to try not to limit it to 90-second or 126 TikTok reels. We want it to be longer than that. It will go up on the Rumble channel. It'll be up on the Patreon for people that support over there. All of those things. All of those things. Denton County, Texas. Yes. We will do something probably. Let me back up. Because I'm from the fort originally. All right. I have lots of friends that still live in the fort. I have lots of people, God bless their hearts, who are doing the yeoman's work still living in Dallas. And all the cities in between in DFW, right? So, yes, we will do something here in Texas. And it's going to be partnered up with a bunch of neat people. The reason I can say that is because all of this, every single bit of it, is all God-led. It's all God-led. He says, go here, that's where we're going to go. If he says, go here, that's where we're going to go. Yes, if we have a sufficient amount of time, hopefully between those events, so that we can outsource the food. We want to be able to do it locally. We want to help support the ranchers where we're going to be. We want to be able to support the farmers. We want people to be able to bring whatever it is, you know, that they may decide to donate, whether it's lettuce, whatever it is. We're going to be able to help facilitate that so that we can feed people. And in doing so, we get to help feed them. Let me back up and say that differently. We will feed them spiritually. We will feed them spiritually. And every single one of you will have a hand in that and a part of that in some form or fashion. And that's the beauty of kingdom. It's just not the semi-good-looking dudes who happen to have, time to sit behind a microphone and do it for an hour or, four on some days for some folks, That is the essence of all of that. Right there. The executive producer before the show says that we get to do the long prayer tonight. And I don't know. I got the word several hours before the show, said, hey, what's the executive producer? What's the executive producer thinking? Quick answer. Long prayer. It's like, well, okay. Right. Does the executive producer understand what the long prayer is like as opposed to the dinner prayer? Don't really think the executive producer cared. Such a dictator, such a tyrant. We love the executive producer though. It's always been a good call. It's been nearly an hour and 6 minutes of essentially a long prayer. If I were to throw that to the executive producer, the executive producer is going to say, hey, but you didn't say let's pray at the beginning, so it didn't really count, Conley. Now you got to pray. I know. Yeah. So we got a long prayer coming up. We're 7 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's pray. Father, what an incredible hour you decided to have tonight. What an incredible hour you decided to have here tonight. You see, you were here with me, put all of the tabs up, had all my things loaded to talk about everything that the world was trying to do. And instead, you said, no, dude, let's talk about all of the things that I'm going to do instead of what it is that they are trying to do that will always fail. Father, thank you for your direction. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for the words. I don't speak this way except because of you. Thank you for all of the people who are listening tonight. Thank you for all of the people who are going to catch this broadcast later on down the road. And for those of you that stuck with it for an hour and eight, now hour and 10 minutes, God's telling you that you're part of this family too. Whether you're here live or you listen to this and you're like 3 months down the road from when this show airs, you are just as important. If you're listening a day later, if you're listening a week later, you are just as important, and all of these things are for you too. It doesn't matter what part of the country that you're in the United States. It doesn't matter what country you are living in the world. God is telling you, these words are for you too. He has made you fierce. Father, thank you for doing that. Would not be able to do that without the sacrifice of your son that you made. You determined, this is what I'm going to do. I know that the prince of darkness is going to reign and roam the earth. It's not going to win. I'm going to let my kids have the freedom of will to be able to determine their course, but I am going to give them grace and mercy when they choose me. You did that when you sacrificed your son. Changed the covenant. And he told his disciples, he told his 12 dudes, going to heaven to be at the right hand of my Father, but you will be able to do these things and greater things than me. Father, it is a struggle on a daily basis sometimes to feel you. Sometimes it is a struggle to see what it is that you are wanting us to see or even hear. Sometimes it is overwhelming, the weight of things that we have self-created a lot of times. But we somehow wake up the next day. You did that, not us. You woke us up the next day. That is the immediate reminder that you have never left us. You've never forsaken us. You want us to go ahead and continue facing what it is that we do with strength and confidence that's only derived from your love that you have for us. Thank you for all of our beautiful friends. We love them so much because they are really all of our brothers and sisters first. It's always, always in your name that we pray. So grateful that we get to. Amen. All right. I don't know if that, I'll hear about it, I'm sure. Don't know if that qualified as the long prayer. But it definitely wasn't the one that, you know, bless the food to the nourishment of our bodies and please, you know, heal grandma. Amen. You know what I mean? All right. I hope. It's really not a hope. And that's kind of like this, I hope it's okay, fingers crossed type thing. It's not that. Let me rephrase that. I pray that you have a fantastic rest of the evening. I hope that God is able to speak to you, not just through this show, but through the other ones that you may listen to too, whether it's Kilter Christian, whether it's, you know, Bards FM, whether it's, you know, Man on the Street, Health, it doesn't matter. As long as you're getting fed and that you're able to use your discernment, and when something may get you off kilter a little bit, that you have that you recognize the opportunity to be able to pause, have a breath, 4 seconds in, 4 seconds hold, 4 seconds exhale. Use the triangle version. That's my favorite. If I use the box one, that's an extra step, right? There's 4 steps with the box. Triangle's my favorite. Just like Colonel Searcy was talking about. Have a breath. Reset, refocus. And determine how you're going to choose to react to whatever it is that you were suddenly thinking you needed to react to. That discernment's going to kick in. It's pretty incredible when you think about all of the things that we've done in our lives personally. Some of those have been articulated through our own testimonies because we are able to do that without fear. Because we know that Satan has no hold on those strongholds that are of guilt and shame. Some of you are learning that. It's my desire that you grasp it, get a hold of it, break free from that. Because it is using your voice. It is also audibly using the voice of Jesus Christ, his name. But that because you are blessed, that you begin to feel more and more deeply. It's my desire for myself too, by the way, okay? Just full disclosure. The podcast host has these desires pretty much on a daily basis that I would feel the confidence and the fierceness that he has for me. And it is my desire for each and every single one of you that you begin to feel that same fierceness so that when you're confronted with things that you need to make some serious decisions about, they're not knee-jerk. You've taken it to prayer. You have discussed it with him. And he said, this is what you do. That's the fierceness. Christ took that out of the Garden of Gethsemane and took it in front of the court. Then took it out of the court after being just flayed and flogged and splayed open. And had that same fierceness. Don't get me wrong. It was what he went through. And if you've seen the Passion of the Christ, you've seen the many visual depictions, the many video depictions of what that could possibly was like. He was not weak in those moments either. It was not a weak moment of, Father, why have thou forsaken me? Was not weak when he said it is finished. He knew where he was going when he said it was finished or it is finished. It wasn't finished. It was just beginning for 3 days. You have that too. You have it because he gave it to you with his mercy and grace when you said, I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior. That is the beauty of salvation right there. Have a great rest of the evening. check out the other shows. Kilted Christians is going to be at 8 o'clock, probably about 45 minutes. I think Scott over at Bards FM is going to be at 9 Central Time. He's a little tired yesterday. I could hear it in his voice. We laughed about it. But he may be back on regular time tonight. Tomorrow night, Tuesday, I think we may get into either Watergate or Gladio. It depends. God may be like, nah, we're going to change that up a little bit too. But that's going to be the plan. I haven't figured out we're going to do some Watergate discussion and get into in depth about what that really was, how that was perpetuated, why that was perpetuated, why it still applies now, and the ramifications therein. Same thing with Operation Gladio. That never really went away. A lot of those things never really went away, even after World War II. May have taken on a different name, maybe even a little bit different format, restructured, remodified, but they're still in operation too. They're being used against us here in the United States because those are really NATO-run operations. We're feeling it. Just some things to talk about, not things to be scared about, not things to have some trepidation or any of that kind of stuff. Like, oh my gosh, the cabal's on the move. Yeah. They think they are, but they don't know what they're moving towards. And it is a fast moving freight train known as revival and Jesus Christ. See you guys tomorrow at 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock on the East Coast, 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Mountain Time. Found out here over the weekend, too, one of our favorite New Mexicans has been running around up in New York on his horse. We're trying to get it scheduled so that we can get Coy on here because I want him to be able to tell everybody about his travels over the last 2 weeks and what's been going on with him. He had another J6 case earlier, several months ago. But yeah, Coy's been up in New York. Matter of fact, he put his lasso around the bull over there on Wall Street. Good stuff. He's a good dude. Good dude. Have a great rest of the evening. Have an even better day tomorrow. Smile. Smile at somebody. Do something that just shows them that they are valued and that they're worthy too. But do it without fear. Oh, I don't know if they're going to like me. Oh, I don't know if I should do that. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Because that's you and God doing what you and God are supposed to be doing. See you, bye.
Well, I put the hell in this town like it's going out of style. Now it's time to get the hell out of here for a while. Me and Charlene had a wicked kind of love, but she's married to a cop with black leather gloves. And ooh, it's too late. Now I'm running from the law down the interstate. See, the devil won't wear horns and a tail. He'll be what you want when your soul's for sale. And ooh, it's too late. Ooh, it's too late. We thought we were safe in a biker bar. One drink in was one too far. An undercover cop saw it all go down. Talk is cheap, but it gets around. And ooh, it's too late. Now I'm running from the law down the interstate. See, the devil won't wear horns and a tail. He'll be what you want when your soul's for sale. And ooh, it's too late. Ooh, it's too late. The only thing better me than him. He can't rest in peace and I'll live in sin. Ooh, it's too late. Now I'm running from the law down the interstate. See, the devil won't wear horns and a tail. Could be what you are when your soul's for sale. And, ooh, it's too late. Ooh, it's too late.
Well, so maybe since tonight's show took a little bit different course, we course corrected. Not even mid-show. Course corrected at the very, very beginning. Maybe we'll get in tomorrow night's show and really, maybe tomorrow night's show we'll talk about the three-year proctology exam that we've had to endure with the Biden administration. Look, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling a little blue, all right, just remember, you could be a White House press secretary that usually at night is flipped upside down and is used to mop the floors of the White House. That's just allegedly, not saying that that happens. Not who it's word. Some say that that's the word around the campfire that, you know, she's trying to earn a little bit of extra dough on the side. She's like, well, I'll be your huckle mop. It was a good joke until the huckle mop part, wasn't it? All right. You guys have a great evening. See you tomorrow. Later.